Good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. Let's go ahead and get these cameras situated. That's really good. I'm sure that's perfect. All right. I'm sure you guys can hear me pretty well. It's been an extremely long day. Extremely long day. Let me do some stuff real quick. Of course, you guys know. Let me check the audio and make sure everything's good. We're going to check it on Facebook. We're going to check it on YouTube. And we're going to get right into the topic. As you can see on Facebook, I didn't put a topic, but pretty much we're going to be talking about double standards. Because that's what we're talking about on YouTube. And double standards goes across the globe when it comes down to everything. That's relationships. Just everything. Work, life, court, law, just the double standards. So bear with me real quickly. Just check this audio. And we're going to get right to it. I'm about to release another video. We're just going to be with you guys for a little bit. Do a little bit book promotion. Kind of just go from there. Just want to see how it sounds on Facebook. Live stream. Let's go ahead and get these cameras situated. Okay. So Facebook sounds pretty good. Go ahead, like, share, and subscribe. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on into the building. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Darshawn McAway. Most people call me author Darshawn McAway. The masses call me best-selling author Darshawn McAway. But I'm just a man nonetheless, right? At any rate, today we're going to talk about little tidbits of the double standards. Let's talk about this one. The double standards that a lot of people are familiar with. Relationships. Right? People are familiar with the relationship dynamic of the double standards. Can you guys see that pretty clearly? It don't get no better than that, right? Let's do that. All right. Stay with me. Stay with me. Every time I think of double standards, I think of like catch 22. I don't know why I think of catch 22. But there's always, unfortunately, there's always going to be double standards when it comes to relationships. I wish we could stop it, but the reason we can't is because people have independent thinking about their own current situation. Let's turn on the monetization. Get that going. And we're going to go ahead and drop the links in the chat for you guys. So if you've been wondering, man, what is Darshawn talking about? And, you know, he's always talking about these books and all this and all that. Well, this is because I've been writing books for over 17 years. You know, been writing for a very long time. And that's all I know, is trying to help people come up with these decisions on how to mainly do what's right. So the link is going to be in the description of all the books. We're going to do this for you guys. Let's do, we got the ebook version. We have the paperback version. And we're going to just put everything in here. So this is what we're going to do. We're even going to do it on Facebook as well. I had a long day in court today. Oh my gosh. I will say this. Let's get into it this way. If you guys just so happen to see my books on Amazon, just know that it's probably not the original, and I'm definitely pressing charges against Amazon, because my books are not to be sold on Amazon, like, whatsoever. I don't even want to play those games with them. All right, let's see. Okay, we got that in the link for Facebook. So just really these two books here. Really, to be honest with you, if you just get double standards, you don't even have to buy a husband versus boyfriend duties or girlfriend versus wife duties. Both of the books are combined into one. That's if you're really extremely interested. Let's do this. Hashtag relationships. Relationships. Let's put passport bros in here too. Maybe, you know what? If I put passport, it may not really get the attention that I want it to get. Let's not do that. Because the passport bros has a negative, you know, negative connotation to it. If you're in the building, let me know. Would like to acknowledge you. Go ahead, like, share, and subscribe, all those things. Greatly appreciate it. I heard it when you say that. When you say like, share, and subscribe, YouTube does something and it highlights the subscribe button. So, yeah, go ahead and do all those things. Let's check YouTube to make sure the audio sounds good. If you're in the building, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. My name is Darshawn McAway. We're going to talk about double standards. We're going to talk about a little bit of relationships, if you will, to see if you guys are really catching up with the relationship dynamic of what's happening in life. Are you ahead of the curve? Are you behind the curve? Are you handling the curve? You know, where are you? Where are you at in the curve? We want to make sure that you can handle that curve correctly at the right speed. And that's what a lot of people don't understand about relationships, how to handle the relationship at the right speed. Believe it or not, there is a standard on how you're supposed to treat somebody. Just like there is a standard to the justice system. There's a template, if you will. Believe it or not. Okay, so let's do this. So there's a template in life that a lot of people seem to avoid, right? Let's do this. Let's go ahead. Let's get comfortable with you guys real quickly. Because after this, I'm calling it a day, right? So there is a template in which we're supposed to, or should I say there's a standard. You ever heard that there's a standard way to live life? There's a standard way to live life that a lot of people simply have a tendency to avoid. And what I decided to do was teach people and remind people, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. And a lot of it comes from the simple teachings of your childhood. A lot of things that you just so happened to miss out on. And what do I mean by that? When you were in school, for those of you who got an opportunity to go to school, when you were in school, let's say elementary school, middle school, do you not remember your parents telling you to behave and treat people fairly and, you know, say no to this, say yes, ma'am, say no, sir, stuff like that? Well, somewhere in your life, you start growing up and start saying, I don't feel like saying any of that. I don't have to share anything. I don't have to do nothing I don't want to do. And you start to get an attitude, and that attitude grows with you. And as that attitude grows with you, you decide to hop into a relationship and you do the same thing that you were doing in your independent life by saying, like, you ain't gonna tell me what to do, and you ain't my mama, you ain't my daddy. And then next thing you know, you find yourself in a world of pain, in a world of trouble, trying to figure out, why am I going through these consequences? It's because you forgot the standard way in which you were growing up as a little kid, that there's a respect level to dealing with people who you don't know and people who you do know. So you decided to put it upon yourself that I'm just going to do whatever I want to. Why? Because I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. I can do whatever I want to. And then you start to realize that your life, when it comes to being on a simple piece of string, is not really your life in itself. You can make one mistake right now in today's time and go to jail for the rest of your life. And then you'll soon realize that your life is really not your own. Yes, it's your own. You got your own free will. But go ahead and make a mistake. Go ahead and say it was an accident. Go ahead and do something inside of a relationship, or get out here on the road and do something that you think doesn't have a consequence, and watch where you end up. Watch how quickly people put you behind bars and you realize that, dang, this whole time I was one mistake, one accident, one unintentional behavior, and now I'm in jail for X amount of years, or for the remainder of my life. So we are taught these things. We grow up knowing how to not do the right thing, but then we do the wrong thing, and then we go, oh, woe is me. Why people treat me like this? Why is everything unfair? And then everybody wants to toss up the word, well, there's a double standard to this, and there's a double standard to that. Of course it is. There's a right and a wrong way to do everything. Every single thing. And one of the most important things that a lot of people seem to forget or happen to overlook is the fact that these relationships, not just intimate relationships, but relationships in general, a relationship with your mom, a relationship with your dad, you know, just the simple definition of a relationship. We seem to overlook that. We seem to overstep people's boundaries. We don't respect people. We have a tendency to just treat people however we want to treat them. And we think that we're supposed to get respect back. So when I was putting together these books, a lot of what I have to do, I really have to focus on the foundation in which everyone starts. This is why my books are so relatable, because everyone starts from that crawling stage, that walking stage. So perfect example is what I always refer to as baby steps. There's let's put it to you like this way. There's baby steps getting into a relationship. You don't just jump in. You don't just jump in and all of a sudden, boom, I'm a multimillionaire. I got $1 billion. I got 5 Bugattis. I got 5 Porsches. Kids microwavable, they popped up there out of nowhere. Wife is treating like, no. There's stages to this stuff. And when I wrote this book, this is what really did it for me, to be honest with you. When I wrote this book, Girlfriend Versus Wife Duties, when I wrote this book back in 2012, still selling to this day, I wrote this book in 2012. What happened was I started realizing that all these women that I was talking to, they kept on asking me these questions about, well, how do you know what a wife's duties are, and how do you know what a girlfriend is, and how are the two different, all this type of stuff. And I was like, man, they really don't know the difference. A lot of people, even when it comes down to the men, they really didn't know the difference. When I wrote this book in 2012, my best friend's wife, she told me in 2012, she said, you should come out. She said it differently. She said, you should come out with boyfriend versus husband duties. And the reason I switched it up is because I was a husband, and I went kind of like I reversed it. I went backwards, like, well, since I'm a husband, I'm going to speak to that now, but I'm going to journey back and talk about my stages as a boyfriend, which is why I titled it, you know, the opposite. But when she was telling me that, she was trying to get me to teach men how to be responsible and respectable. Because I went about getting into my type of marriage or my relationship differently from everybody else. A lot of people ended up having children before they got married. Some people waited years until they got married and were still having kids either way. Me, I basically did the whole girlfriend, or courted her, if you will, turn her into a fiance, turn her into a wife, have a baby in that process, and voila. Worked out pretty good, but, you know, things happen in between. So what I started focusing on was, let me write about my in-between experiences. And from my in-between experiences, I started realizing that I'm not the only one that's going through this. You see, when there's a ladies' night out or a fellas' night out, there are dozens of men who are experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing. They're just not outwardly talking about it. And once you say something to another guy, he goes, oh, shoot, you going through that too? You're like, yeah. And then you start communicating back and forth. And then you start to realize, like, oh, I thought your marriage was, let's say it, I thought your marriage was better than mine. Nobody's marriage is better than the other. You just got different people. Now, granted, some people are easygoing. Some people got hell. But as far as being better, better is that top word, man. You got to really try to find out what's the measuring stick for better within a person. I think one of the best things that you can do is become a better communicator. What does a better communicator mean in a relationship? Talking more, listening more, communicating more, you know. Rebecca Town says, hey, how are you feeling today? Rebecca, I'm feeling pretty good. Look a little tired because I had a long day, but I feel pretty good. But that's going to change. I just need to get some rest, probably drink some more water. But I digress. So anyway, dealing with these relationship dynamics, man, it's fun once it's over, but it's stressful while you're in it. You guys got to make the decision of how do you raise children equally? What type of religion? What's the discipline? What type of family members to be around? How often do you want to go around? It's like so many different things. And then once you're out of it, you start realizing like, man, we could have did things a lot differently, you know? So what I wanted to have people do was just learn how to maximize their lives as much as possible. And if you do decide to get into a relationship and you do decide to get married and really take that big step, how to really be on the same page with each other. A lot of people just have this huge tendency to say, you know what, I'm my own person. I'm going to do things my own way. You know, it's my life. It's my relationship. And then, okay, everybody says, cool. They back off you. And then next thing you know, your relationship is in shambles. Why? Because you didn't think that there was a standard. You didn't think that there was a template to how it's supposed to go. And the reason I keep on bringing up the word template is because when you go to court, let's just deal with something that's kind of like always happening. People get sued all the time. There's a standard template. I used to work for a law firm. Used to do foreclosures and mortgages. And there were over 500 templates that I had to kind of decipher through depending on what the complaint was. And that's when my eyes opened up. I go, oh, snaps. This happens so much that it's a copy and paste situation. You change the plaintiff and the defendant's name, and you basically take your software and take one person's name to substitute for another, but they're pretty much going through the same scenario. So why is it that you guys think that when you get into these relationships that it's not the same scenario across the world? I mean, across the entire globe. You know, Rebecca, make yourself clear. It says, how are you doing today? Then you deleted a message and it says my relationship in the just clear yourself up a little bit. I want to kind of have you elaborate on that. So at any rate, I started thinking to myself, I'm onto something. You know, there's a template to the way this life goes. Now, granted, you can play life at your own game. You can play it at your own pace. But to think that you're not going through the same thing as somebody else, you're sadly mistaken. They just may go through it at a different time than you, but we are going through the same things. And this is what really opened my mind up, like, I don't know, maybe like for a dozen times, is when I realized that the common code, there's a template to get rid of the common code or to at least suppress it. Everybody's calling over there. To at least suppress it. Soup, water, rest, hydrate yourself, reduce your stress level, and hopefully it goes down, you pick yourself back up. Why do you think that is? It's the same for everybody. It's what they call symptoms. Everybody has the same sort of symptoms. You got a headache, you take a pain pill. So the reason my books are extremely relatable, extremely successful, is because we're all going through the same symptoms. We primarily be dating the same people. I mean, you can see it in the celebrity industry. You can see it in sporting. You can see that we all kind of just do the same thing. But somewhere along the way, we lose it. And we start becoming bigger than what we ought to be. We all started off as babies, but somewhere in that middle of that timeline, you just got arrogant and cocky and Nobody can't tell me nothing, and you ain't paying my bills, and you can't tell me what to do, and can't nobody tell me nothing. And it's like, you still got a lot of life to live. You still got a lot of life to live. Let's do this. Let's put the links of the books in the chat so you guys could go and check out the books to see what I'm talking about. It's also in the description as well. I prefer for people to read Double Standards because, again, it's two books combined in one. But if you want to read either or, Girlfriend versus Wife Duties or Husband versus Boyfriend Duties, by all means, go ahead. Double Standards is like $24.99. And let's see, Husband Duties is basically $15.99. And Girlfriend versus Wife Duties is $14.99. So it's definitely worth you guys going to check it out. You know, these books have been out for roughly about over a month. So yeah, go check that out. So again, I'll put the links in the description. You can also go to your local retail store and ask them, like, hey, I was listening to a live stream, and this guy named Darshan said his books should be in the store. I don't see it on the shelf. They may say, what's the title? Or can you spell the author's name? Give them the name, they look it up on a computer, they'll give you two options. We can have it shipped to your house, or we can have it shipped to the store. However you want to do it, it's up to you. The books are registered under my publishing company. So I publish the books, and I'm the author. It's what people will call self-publishing. However, after you have some credibility to your name, you become a traditional publisher, especially when you get your book inside of Fortune 500 companies. And you've been doing business with them for over 15 years. Little flex, but it's the truth. So if you don't see my books in the local stores, which is kind of rare because of the way technology has been for the past 7 years, you can ask them. If not, order them online. They'll get to you within a couple of days. There is a ebook version of Husband versus Boyfriend Duties. But if you click on the links and just research me, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to learn in today's time. So go ahead and check those out. I'm just going to kick it with you guys for a little bit longer. We'll probably make it an even 30 minutes. But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and talk to you guys. I got another video coming up about 6:45, 6:30. Hopefully you guys like it. I'm trying to hurry up and get it uploaded to TikTok. TikTok, I don't do the dance, and I just put videos out on all platforms. Anytime you see me doing something, I just try to put them out on all platforms. Same message, same protocol. Does anybody have any questions about anything? About anything? What's trending? What's going on in life? How to develop certain products? You know, why did I start writing books? You know, what makes me think my books are so good? What else? I'm trying to think. Why do I think I'm all that? Like, I don't know. You know baseball? Not really. I put it to you like this. I don't know who the top players are. I used to know baseball. I haven't really caught it, man. I've been busy doing, like, business stuff, man. I got a chance to watch the Super Bowl, but I didn't even know, like, any of the players. Like, none of the top players that everybody was bragging about. I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing. I don't know who the superstars are anymore. What's up? What's going on with baseball? What's the latest with baseball? Shane Wells, what's the latest with baseball? What we got? Let me know what we got going on. This is crazy though. I do want to start watching women's sports. I got an idea, and I think I want to start watching women's sports a little bit more. You know what I'm curious about? And maybe this is something that happens, I just don't know about it. I wonder if some guys look at the WNBA players the way the girls look at the NBA players. Like, I wonder if those women get an opportunity to have guys flock towards them, because it don't seem like it, you know. It doesn't seem like it. Let's get that. What is it? Shane says, I was looking for a first job. What do you think would be a good one? A first job. How old are you? How old are you? That's the, how old are you? Looking for a first job? Man, first job. Well, depending on how old you are. A first job, I would say probably, first of all, you too young for this dream. But at 14, I guess depending on which state you're in, a good first job, you could go to, I would think that there should be a, what's the place called? A racetrack like where they race horses and greyhounds. My first job, well, not my very first job, but one of my jobs, I worked at the Greyhound racetrack. I was 16 years old, and I used to get paid weekly. And all you do, it's a little messy at times, but all you do is you take a Greyhound that has on the jersey, and you stand in front of a camera. They focus on the dog. The leash is on the dog. You're kind of holding the jersey so everybody can see the number real clearly. And then the announcer is calling out the dog's running name and everything like that. And you walk the dog to the starting cages, and you're going to have a little bit of a struggle getting them in there because they don't really want to go in there. You know, it's a little dark, and, you know, they just get a little squeamish. But they'll start hearing that either it's a rabbit or a bone coming down that racetrack. They're keened into it because they're trained on it. They get focused. That door pops open. Those dogs take off doing 60, damn near 70 miles an hour running around that track. Take them about a good minute. And then they corral your dog at the end once whoever won. And you just go out there, grab your dog on a leash, and start all over. Did that 16 times a night for Tuesday through Sunday. Yeah, Tuesday through Sunday. I was going to school, playing basketball, and working. And that's when I realized that I did not want my life to be all about work, which it turned out to be all about work. Shane Wells says, I know more than you think. No, you don't. No, you don't. There is not a 14-year-old. There's not a 25 and under that knows more than they think. You think you do because you're young and you're youthful. You haven't even scratched the surface. You have yet to scratch the surface. Believe you me. But if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You will have to prove me wrong otherwise. And to be honest with you, there's no way that you can prove that. So unless you're some type of top scientist or genius that figured out how to get rid of diseases that can multiply within seconds, you don't know more than that. You don't know more. Trust me. But if you want to be smart, go ahead and get into the science field, that's for sure. So, it's been a long, crazy day. Oh, you're talking about baseball? Okay, yeah, well, that's baseball. I don't know nothing about baseball. I know books. I know life, and I know my experiences, and I write from my experiences. And one thing about writing a book, and if it's your book, no one can deny you of your story. No one can deny you of your experience. It has nothing to do about telling your truth or what your perception is. It has everything to do about, I could talk about walking my journey, about my experience. And people fall in love with the fact of listening to the experience. Oh, that's why people were so enamored by authors back in the day, because they were writing from a place of comfort and experience, and, you know, opening the reader's mind into their lives, whether it was fiction or nonfiction. And, you know, I fell in love with that. You know, I fell in love with the fact that I could talk about different things from my experiences, and it's really hard for people to debate that, you know, because in your experience, what you'll start to realize is we all kind of go through the same thing, just with different people in different locations under different circumstances, but it kind of still has the same outcome. You know, what do people say about working hard? Oh, work hard, save your money. It's like, okay. In today's time, can you really say that? Can you really tell people to work hard when people can trade on the stock market and make thousands of dollars within a few seconds? It's like there's no such thing as working hard as people related to be back in the day. It's more so like, no, you probably need to think harder and be smarter, but working hard, I don't think so. I don't think so. So anyway, we got it up, man. I'm pushing this book the most. Even though I have three, I'm pushing this book the most because just from a business standpoint, I mean, I would love for y'all to buy all three. I really would. It'd be a great collector's item, right? But again, like I told you guys the other day, these two books are basically in this book, word for word. Word for word. That's genius. But you say, hey, I just want this one, you know, okay, buy it. Or, hey, I just want this one. Okay, no problem. Buy it. Because you know what? I think it'd be a good idea for me to get both of them. You buy this one. You buy Double Standards. Because relationships, they are double standards, you know, unfortunately. There's a way for a lot of this stuff to slow down. There's a way for the negative perception of marriage. There's a way for it to slow down if people just take their time and actually get to know each other. There's a way for a divorce to be slowed down if people take their time and really have an open ear to hearing the other person out and not being so angry. There's a way for you to have better relationships with your children. But all this stuff comes from you have to learn how to you got to learn how to communicate. If one person is open and willing to communicate and the other person just is just they cut off all communication, they're gone. That's what makes it difficult. You know, that's what makes it difficult. And what I was just trying to teach people is don't be difficult. You know, just don't be difficult. A lot of stuff can work easy. You know, and one of the main things that you're going to hear people always talk about is communication. Communication is key, you know. So anyway, I think I'm at my mark. It's 33 minutes in. Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and call it quits. It was nice talking to you guys. I don't know what YouTube is doing, but I guess anybody can pick up the algorithm. I did say it's not for kids, but seem like somebody snuck in there. They're a little young for the conversation. So to any of you who are under 18, enjoy your life. Get out here, have some fun. And what do I mean by fun? I mean going to amusement parks and learning how to play sports and learning how to, you know, be creative and picking up hobbies. Of course, maybe getting to know some people and just learning people, you know, learning people, having a conversation with people, learning how to speak different languages. All that stuff is fun. Relationships, yeah. Just focus on school. Focus on becoming a better communicator with people. Try to get as educated as you can. The relationship dynamics, they'll come later in life. You know, you shouldn't, I would say, honestly, under 18, if you're under 18 years old, because I guess my books can be well interpreted by teenagers. And I would encourage them to read these books because you need to understand what men and women who decide to become husband and wives, what they go through. And you'll have a great reflection on what your parents were going through when you were being hard-headed. You know, but as far as getting into a relationship under the age of 18, I don't think that you should. I think you should hang out with people. I don't think that you should call it dating. I think you should hang out. Of course, you need to learn how to pay for yourself. You need to learn how to take care of yourself. If somebody wants to be courteous enough to buy something for you, you can accept the gift or not. But you got to learn how to live this life for the excitement in which it holds, you know, and that's going out here and having as much fun as you can and seeing the world when it's convenient, you know. So anyway, I will catch you guys later. Subscribe to the channel because I have a live stream coming up at 6:45. You guys are going to enjoy that. So I'll be back. I'm gonna freshen myself up and get a little rest. I feel tired. I had a long day in court, and I got some more court stuff to deal with. Anyway, that's what happens when you turn into a businessman. You got to deal with people who just don't see things the way you do. Anyway, my name is Darshawn McAway. I'm the host of wildpodcast.me. Feel free to check out the interviews I have with New York Times and USA Today best-selling authors. Yes, I am a best-selling author myself. You can go to my bio if you would like to talk to me or book me for anything. In the About section, you can speak to my personal assistant, my publicist, and my agent if you want to. And I have my personal number on there, so feel free to text me or give me a phone call and we'll talk and we'll book you on the calendar to see what it is that I can help you with. And yeah, we'll just kind of go from there. I'll see you guys later. Peace. Y'all have a good one.